Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty Perez. Batting third. The left fielder, Mitchell Page. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Tabb. Batting fifth. The DH, Earl Williams. Batting sixth. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Tyrone. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rob Picciolo. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Doc Medic. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Rich Shiles. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Paul Thormudsgaard. And now, play ball. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perez for the out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cubbage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles hits a pop-up towards the mound. Medic settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb strikes out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone strikes out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Picciolo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Twins. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Chiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiles is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 0 for 1 in the game. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabb scoops it up and throws to first, with Medek covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 1 in the game. Heil hits a fly ball into center field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanguilan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyrone strikes out. One out. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-1 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-1 in the game. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-1 in the game. Randall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-2 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Page hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Heil, who is chasing the ball. Page reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Tabb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabb is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabb hits a fly ball into right field. Shiles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Page tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomez is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-2 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Carew moves to third. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-2 in the game. Bostock takes first base on ball 4. Weiniger moves to second. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-for-2 in the game. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguilan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tyrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyrone hits a fly ball into left field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubbage hits a fly ball into center field. Tyrone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0-for-2 in the game. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo throws to second for one, and Perez throws to first, and Tab drops the ball. Randall moves to second. Two outs. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Smalley now playing shortstop. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo is 0-for-2 in the game. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thormudsgaard fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Murray now playing center field. Jim Tyrone now playing right field. Rich Shiles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shiles is 0-for-3 in the game. Shiles hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Perez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tab scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. 2 outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiniger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Page strikes out. One out. Jerry Tab is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tab is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tab hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Page settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0 for 3 in the game. Heil hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Doug Baer now pitching. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 3 in the game. Cubbage strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.